God bless you. It is always a joy to come into your homes. We love you. We know God has great things in store for you. If you're ever in our area, please stop by and see us. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. But thanks so much for tuning in today. And I heard about this pastor. He decided to skip church one Sunday morning and go play golf. He told his assistant he wasn't feeling well, and he drove to a golf course in another city where nobody would know him. He teed off on the first hole, and suddenly the wind picked up his ball and carried it an extra 100 yards and blew it right into the hole for a 420-yard hole-in-one. An angel looked at God and said, "What'd you do that for?" God smiled and said, "Who's he gonna tell?" I heard about this little girl. She was sitting on her grandfather's lap. She noticed how wrinkled his face was. As she contemplated the difference between hers and his, she said, "Granddaddy, did God make you?" He laughed and said, "Yes, honey, God made me a long time ago." She said, "Well, did God make me?" He said, "Yes, God made you just a little while ago." She thought about it a moment and said, "Granddaddy, God's getting better, isn't he?" I heard about this pastor. He was raising money for a new sanctuary. He told his congregation one Sunday morning, "If anybody will give $1,000, you can pick out the next three hymns." A little old lady in the back raised up her hand and said, "Pastor, I'll do it." He was so excited. He said, "Thank you so much. Go ahead and pick out the next three hymns." She looked over the congregation and said, "I'll take him and him and him." Don't get mad at me. These are just little jokes, y'all. But I heard about this Sunday morning church service. It was going just fine. All of a sudden, this lightning bolt hit. When the smoke cleared, Satan himself was standing behind the podium. People panicked and ran out of the building as fast as they could. Satan stood there with glee. But suddenly, his mood changed when he noticed a woman sitting on the front row, just as calm as can be. He said, "Lady, do you know who I am?" She said, "I sure do." He said, "Aren't you afraid of me?" She said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Why not?" She said, "Why should I be? For 30 years, I've been married to your brother." I heard about this lady that was shopping with her husband. He had asked her to not buy any new clothes. Well, she saw this dress in the window and decided to try it on. She liked it so much, she bought it in secret. A couple of days later, the husband discovered it, and he was so upset. And she explained to him that when she tried it on, it looked so good that Satan tempted her to buy it, and she just couldn't resist it. He said, "Well, why didn't you do what the scripture says and say, 'Get behind me, Satan'?" She said, "I did, and he told me it looked even better from a distance." Well, we never like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, "Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior." Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Get in a good Bible-based church. Keep God first place. He'll take you places that you've never even dreamed of.
If you would like to receive a daily word of encouragement from Joel and Victoria, be sure to visit the Inspiration in Your Inbox section at joelosteen.com. There you can sign up to receive a free daily devotional message from Joel and Victoria, as well as the weekly Live Like a Champion video emailed directly to you. These inspiring messages are designed to jumpstart your day and energize your life by celebrating the very best God has for you. And while you're there, please be sure to browse the bookstore section, where you will find a special pre-order offer for Joel's new book, Become a Better You, 7 Keys to Improving Your Life, coming out this fall. This is the much-anticipated follow-up to his number one bestseller, Your Best Life Now.
I'm excited about my new book that's coming out this October. It's called Become a Better You, 7 Keys to Improve Your Life Every Day. We're going to talk about how to have better relationships, how to develop better habits, how to stay passionate about life. I really believe that it'll be a great blessing to you and your family. I know it'll encourage you and inspire you to become all God's created you to be. So keep looking for it.